Standard Oil Company of California welcomes you to the 22nd program of the 22nd Annual Standard School Broadcast Course in Music Enjoyment, presented and transcribed especially for you, our listening audience in the classrooms and homes throughout the Pacific West. Today, through the medium of story and music, we are going to visit Hollywood, the entertainment capital of the world. The music to be heard will include excerpts from Circus Days by Deems Taylor, Horse Race from Newsreel by William Schumann, some beautiful and familiar music and songs from the films Laura, The Wizard of Oz, State Fair, The Road to Morocco, and Snow White and the Seven Dwarfs. And now, to set the scene for this make-believe story, in the city where make-believe reigns supreme, an excerpt from Ferdy Groffé's Hollywood Suite, titled On the Set. The music you are hearing is On the Set from Ferdy Groffé's Hollywood Suite. Yes, today Jack of All Tunes and I, Matt the Mapmaker, are going to visit Hollywood, the entertainment capital of the world. We call this American city the musical showcase because the motion pictures which are produced there have featured practically every type of music known. Well, today Jack and I are going to tell you how we almost became idols of the American movie-going public. It happened this way. Your Standard School broadcast conductor, Carmen Dragon, whose home is in Hollywood, invited us down for a visit, and he arranged for us to visit some of the major studios and hinted that he might even get a glimpse of some of the celebrities. So, one fine day, we donned our brightest shirts, our berets, and our colored glasses, and off we went to Hollywood.
Well, we finally got through the main gate. What an ordeal.
That's a good thing we were well supplied with passes and permission slips. I don't believe even you could have talked your way past that guard, Jack.
Well, you're probably right there, Matt. Well, what do we do first?
We wait right here for Carmen Dragon.
But time is wasting, Matt. We could have a look around while we're waiting.
Fill out these forms, please, and hurry. Don't omit anything.
Are you speaking to us, miss?
Yes. We must have a complete record. You will notice that the first page is intended for a description of your physical characteristics. Height, weight, age, and...
All this information just to...
Well, you wanted to see the director, didn't you?
Yes, certainly. We have an appointment.
Well, then, next page, list your abilities. Do you swim, dance, drive a car, ride horseback?
My goodness, this is more complicated than I had imagined.
And list your complete wardrobe. Finish as quickly as possible, please. I'll be back in just a few minutes.
Well, if this doesn't beat all.
This place reminds me of a three-ring circus.
Yeah, and... from the length of this form we must fill out, it would be much easier to gain admission to the lion cage at the circus than to visit a motion picture studio.
Thank you.
finished yet, Jack?
Not quite. I'm just to the last question. Can the applicant act? What did you put for that, Matt?
I put yes.
Oh, Matt.
Well, they don't ask how good I am.
All ready, gentlemen. Follow me, please. Mr. Stahl, these are the two gentlemen who have an appointment. This is Mr. Jack of All Tunes, and this is Mr. Matt Mapmaker.
Take them to makeup. I'll be on the set in a jiffy.
Hi, you fellas look scared to death.
Hello. Oh.
To tell the truth, we are a little bewildered.
Did you have an appointment, too?
No, I'm an extra. I get quite a lot of work. Never been able to crash the big time, though.
What do we do now?
Oh, they'll tell you. Don't let them scare you. Just act natural.
Well, this is certainly one way to see the movie industry in operation.
Hey, we'll have to be quiet now. Here comes Mr. Stahl. He's ready to roll, I guess.
Which one of you is Jack of All Tunes?
I am, sir.
I understand you sing, Jack. There's a young lady over here that I want you to sing with. She has lots of talent and personality and is very ambitious.
You mean you want me to sing a duet right now without even a rehearsal?
Of course. Get on over there. She has an arrangement of Baby, It's Cold Outside. Now, give it all you've got. Don't be afraid to let yourself go.
I really can't
but
stay.
But Baby, it's cold outside.
I've got to go away.
But Baby, it's cold outside.
This evening has
been hoping that you'd
so
drop in.
Very nice.
I'll hold your hands, they're just like
my
ice.
My mother will start to worry.
Beautiful, what's your
and
hurry?
And father will be pacing the floor.
Listen to the fireplace
so
roar.
So really, I'd better scurry.
Beautiful, please don't
well,
hurry.
Well, maybe just a half a sec more.
Put some records on while I
the
pull.
The neighbors might
but
think.
But baby, it's bad out there.
Say, lend me your coat.
No cab to be had out there.
I wish I knew
your
how.
Your eyes are like starlight
to
now.
Break the
I'll take your hat, your hair looks
I
swell.
Ought to say no, no, no,
mind
sir.
If I move in
at
closer?
At least I'm gonna say that I tried.
What's the sense of hurting my pride?
I really can't say.
Oh, baby, don't hold out. Ah, but it's cold outside.
That was good. I'll take a break for a few minutes. I'll call you when I want you.
Hey, you sounded great, Jack. That's a wonderful tune.
Yes, it is a good song. I guess the members of the Academy thought so, too, because Baby, It's Cold Outside was one of the very first numbers to be nominated for an Academy Award as the best song from any film produced in 1949. It's from the movie Neptune's Daughter, and the words and music to Baby, It's Cold Outside were written by Frank Lesser.
Now, this young lady who just sang with you is Laura Murphy. She had a bit part in The Wizard of Oz.
Oh, you did? You didn't by any chance sing Over the Rainbow, did you?
No, Judy Garland sang it, and it won an Academy Award, too.
Well, surely you know the song. How about singing it for us now?
Glad to.
Bye.
good, Laura.
Have you done very much work in motion pictures?
Well, yes and no. You see, I'm a stand-in.
The stand-in? What's that?
Well, you see, I take the place of a star in a crowd scene. I stand in the crowd. Do any tiresome routine, that sixth sense, and the like. Then when the director is ready to shoot, he'll call for the star and they'll film the scene.
Quite different from the early days when the stars did their own stunts, isn't it?
Oh, I should say, in the first days of the movies, around 1900, I guess it was, there weren't any stand-ins. Well, there weren't even stars. Then along about 1912, the feature picture revolutionized the industry. If you care to call the Nickelodeon an industry.
Well, at least the Nickelodeon was the beginning of a great industry, because shortly after the feature picture, the star system was begun.
And what a star! A little girl named Gladys Smith became the first movie star. She became Mary Pickford. There wasn't much publicity about it in those days, but today we would say a star is born.
Shortly after, a young Englishman deserted the London music halls to work in Mack Sennett's Keystone Comedies, Charlie Chaplin.
And from those first steps taken in the early 1900s, we have progressed to the sound pictures and color films of today.
I wonder what the first sound picture was.
Well, Warner Brothers attempted music with their film Don Juan with John Barrymore. Then in 1927, they released The Jazz Singer, starring Al Jolson. And immediately the public began to demand sound films.
Speaking of sound, Mr. Stahl seems to be motioning to you, Jack.
Come on now, Jack. I'm ready to hear another duet.
You want me to sing another duet right now?
Of course. You do know more than one song, don't you?
Well, yes, I know lots of songs.
Well, fine. Laura has an arrangement of That's For Me from State Fair, produced by 20th Century Fox. Let's hear it.
I saw you standing in the sun, and you were something to see. I know what I like, and I liked what I saw, and I said to myself, that's for me.
A lovely morning, you remarked, and I was quick to agree.
You wanted to talk, and I nodded my head as I breathlessly said, that's for me.
I left you standing under stars the day that ventures are through. There's nothing for me but the dream in my heart.
And the dream in my heart, that's for you. Oh, my darling, that's for you.
Say, you two sounded pretty good. Take a breather. Now, what do you do, Matt, besides make maps?
Why, I act a little, dance a little, have a great appreciation for art, draw rather well, play a modest game of golf.
Know anything about animated cartoons?
Some. Walt Disney's Snow White and the Seven Dwarfs was the first really successful color film, and the music was wonderful.
ready to make a take now. Shall I tell her you're ready?
Oh, yes.
Now, you people may stay here and watch if you don't make a sound. We're going to try a vocal effect with orchestra. The music is from the Paramount film, The Road to Morocco. Now, listen for the girl's voice that is used just like an instrument in the orchestra.
Sound, music with action, create any type of scene imaginable.
And the costumes. Matt, I bet they cost a fortune. The star's gown is beautiful, and she's beautiful too, isn't she?
Yes, the song Moonlight Becomes You must have been put in that picture just to describe her.
You dance a little, Matt. Ever do any dramatic dancing?
Why, no, I don't call it that.
Ever do any really dramatic acting?
Well, I was Charlie in Charlie's Aunt.
Oh, a little theater group, eh? Well, that happens to almost every would-be thespian. Did either of you see the Cagney picture, The Time of Your Life?
Yes.
Type of acting I'm looking for. No romantic lead and not necessarily a man's man. Just a regular fellow. The scene opens with Cagney sitting at a table in one of the restaurants on San Francisco's waterfront. Scoring for the film was done by Carmen Dragon. What a gripping opening scene. And what descriptive underscoring. Think you can give us anything like the reading Cagney gave in The Time of Your Life, I'll call for a prop man and a script girl.
But I don't
and
want...
And, Jack, maybe I can line you up with some dubbing job for the time being.
We don't want any jobs. We don't want to act or dance or sing or dub or stand in or anything. We've been trying to tell you for an hour.
Well, what do you want?
Nothing.
Nothing? Nothing? What do you take up my time for? I have an important appointment with Mr. Dragon.
Well, we came to meet Carmen Dragon ourselves, but we got whisked off to this lot. We haven't been able to explain anything to anybody.
Well, why didn't you say so?
Nobody would listen.
Hello, Matt. Jack.
Well, Carmen. Hello, hey, Carmen. Where have you been? We've been waiting hours for you.
Oh, I was delayed, Jack.
Well, I'm glad you came, Carmen. I thought these two wanted screen tests, and now they tell me they're waiting for you. I was just about to give Matt a screen test, and he said he does a little dancing. And I'm in the market for another Gene Kelly.
Well, I'm afraid I might not qualify, Mr. Stahl.
Carmen, you arranged the music for Gene Kelly and his dances in Cover Girl, didn't you?
Yes, I did.
Let me think. Isn't that the music that got an Academy Award in 1944?
Yes. Of course. Morris Stoloff of Columbia Pictures got an Oscar for his musical direction, and you got one for your arrangements. Isn't that right?
That's right.
That was a wonderful piece of photography.
Carmen tells us that he followed Gene around for days, up on high scaffolds, down steep inclines, over walls, sliding down drain pipes, taking down his every move in a sort of musical shorthand.
See, that must have taken weeks. But it was worth it because I heard just last week that the dance Alter Ego from the film Cover Girl had been selected by the Academy of Arts and Sciences in Washington, D.C. as the all-time great dance.
I sure wish I'd discovered Gene Kelly. I get rather discouraged at times, always searching for new talent, new ideas. Sometimes I'm tempted to produce nothing but newsreels. I wouldn't have to search for anything then. My plots and my characters would all be provided for me in the everyday happenings that go on in the world. And when you come right down to it, in what is the movie-going public more interested than in the events in the newsreel? Why, you can see everything firsthand, from a glamorous fashion show to the exciting finish of the horse race. Could get downright good and angry about your taking up my time when you really didn't want a screen test, Jack. Then, on the other hand, I did enjoy your singing. And maybe someday you will be interested in a movie career.
Well, I doubt that, but we'll keep it in mind. You see, I'm waiting to be discovered when Dave Raxon writes another Laura.
I don't blame you, Jack. That was a wonderful piece of underscoring.
The interesting thing about the music for Laura was that Raxon didn't intend the music to be a popular song. It was merely a score composed for the picture. But after people heard it, they wanted to hear more. So he made the main theme into a popular song, and it's beautiful. You should hear Jack sing it.
Laura is the face in the misty light. Footsteps that you hear down the hall. That floats on a summer night that you can never quite recall. And you see Laura on the train that is passing through. How familiar they seem. She gave your very first kiss to you. That was Laura, but she's only a dream. Mm-hmm.
Jack and Matt, Mr. Stahl, the music of the world's most glamorous city, have all helped to tell us a little of the goings-on in Hollywood, the musical showcase of the world. The music heard today included excerpts from Grofe's Hollywood Suite, The Lion's Cage from Circus Days by Deems Taylor, Horse Race from Newsreel by William Schumann, Over the Rainbow from Metro-Goldwyn-Mayer's film The Wizard of Oz, and popular songs from 20th Century Fox films Laura and State Fair, the James Cagney film The Time of Your Life, and Paramount's production of The Road to Morocco. Next week, Matt and Jack will complete their tour of the cities of America and return to their own San Francisco, the cosmopolitan center of the Pacific Coast. You will hear music especially composed to describe San Francisco. And as a special treat, the Cable Car Concerto, written by two San Franciscans, Greg McRitchie and Glenn Hurlburt, for San Francisco. So, be sure to be listening. The Standard School broadcast is transcribed in San Francisco by the Standard Oil Company of California. Carmen Dragon is our conductor. Clancy Hayes plays Jack of All Tunes. And Jack Cahill is Matt the Mapmaker. Your announcer is John Grover.